This is a presentation from Narara Valley Baptist Church, a church that's desperate for God and passionate for people.
Psalm 8 is a beautiful psalm. And the topic that I've chosen are two important words: worship and mission. So many of you, I hope that you still remember this head, two lines, top line, bottom line. That was when I came in last year. I shared with you about our God is a God of mission. God bless Abram. Amen. Become a family. Become a nation. Not just to bless him, but to bless him so that he become a blessing to all nations. That was last year. And this year, we built on that. So our God is a God of mission. But more important is that we said we are all God's children, all God's people, and we are on mission with our God. So I've chosen Psalm 8. Johnny was saying, now this time is the theme of Psalm. How about we use the Psalm to share? And I was just thinking, I should tell you a story. And this story is about Psalm 8. Quite often when we look at the Bible, you see there are some, in the Psalm, there are some smaller letters. And it said in Psalm 8, for the director of music, according to Giftith, a Psalm of David. In the original Hebrew, these words are not making particular, make it smaller. No, they are the same size. Very useful meaning. It says this psalm is probably not a poem. This psalm is supposed to be in a music to be sung and then to be accompanied. And then this psalm is a witness, is a testimony of King David. So probably David called the director of music. Come, I want to talk to you. I just have that dream and I want, has written this. And I really hope that, let's say this director of music, I give him a name, Tom or Thomas. Thomas, I want you to make this to become a beautiful song that will go deep down into whoever have heard these psalms, into their heart, so that God's presence is in there. To begin, the first verse, Lord, our Lord. You must be very familiar with this. Lord, L-O-R-D, all in big capital. God, Yahweh, our God, our Lord, our Master of life. If you recall in New Testament, who said this? My God, my Lord. One of the apostles, one of the disciples, right? Thomas. Thomas was not there when Jesus appears upstairs to all the disciples, and Jesus has showed the disciples his hand, his side. Thomas was not there. So the disciples, after Jesus has shown them his wound on hand and the side, the disciples believed and was joyful. And then, remember, Thomas came. Unfortunately, I was not there. The disciples told him, that happened. But Thomas said, unless I see his hand, the wound, that I put my fingers inside. It is that when we see the great, marvelous things, then we will say, God, my Lord. So it's not just about a God there, But this is God will become our master, our life. This is what Thomas has said. My Lord and my God. A week later, Jesus appears to Thomas. He said, Thomas, come. Come to put your finger into my wound. And then also show him the sign. Then Thomas believed. And Thomas said, my God, my Lord. You see, this is the sort of the beginning of the psalm that we are talking about. It begins not just acknowledge, God, you are a God of creation. God, it's about our God, our Lord. So it, that relationship, it is about that how we see human as that lowly in compare with the great of God's creation. So that is how we begin with seeing this psalm, that in the Old Testament, this is what David was talking about, that he is seeing how God has shown him all the grace, all the blessings through David's life, that he is recalling all these, and he's saying, our God, our Lord. It is the same as in Thomas, they're seeing Jesus knows his heart. He wants to see definitely the wound before he believes. Jesus knows, and he is understand and humbly. And then he said to God, to Jesus, my God, my Lord. So this is how it started. A psalm of David. This particular psalm, when David's talking to this music director, he is saying, this is a particular psalm that I'm telling you a story. Verse 1, you have set your glory in the heavens. So that is about the heavens, about the sky, about everything, about the big creation. In verse 2, from the creation, it's not just about everything out there, but it is about the praise. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. Remember I was saying about David. David was telling the music director, Tom, this psalm is about that when David was a child, he has experienced God. He is giving a witness, a testimony. He said, in that light sky, where that was all the animals that I'm looking after, all the sheep, and then the big animals came. So he's explaining that, Tom, did you read the book of Samuel? Samuel has put down all these stories. In Samuel chapter 17, you remember David was talking to the king Saul. There was fighting against the Philippians, and that is the big, huge, big warrior. And David talked to the king because all the king's army dare not to go to fight with that giant Goliath. David was saying that your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from a flock, and David said, I will went after that animal, struck it and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned it on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it and killed it. If you stop here, you're probably saying David was very proud and very with a lot of pride. But let's carry on reading. Verse 36, it said, your servant has killed this lion and the bear, and now this uncircumcised Philippine will be like one of them. Why? Why David was so angry? David said, because he has defiled the armies of the living God. Read now to hear, then you understand. David has the heart for the God, for God. He's fighting, seeing that this is defiled. The army of God, that he really wants to stand up. And verse 37. It's not that David has got strong, extra superpower. He said, it is the Lord God who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear. And this God will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. Wow. Now we understand David was saying, giving a testimony. It is by the grace of God that we are able to fight the challenge and difficulties of life. So he told this director of music that let's look at the heaven. This is the wonderful work of God. Like God's finger put this big firmament, that means that big arc across the sky. And there's the sun, and then at nighttime, all the beautiful stars, the moon, everything are hanging up there. But that's one thing. You look at the psalm, then you notice that everything talking about the creation in between is talking about human. Because God wants us to praise him. Verse 2, we have read that. Praise of children and infants. Verse 4, mankind. Wow, creation so big. But why, God, you are so mindful of this lowly, lowly mankind, that human being, that you care for them. You know this director of music, Tom? He understands David now. When David was a young kid, he was in this dark sky, going out to all these mountains with all these sheep, looking at the sky. All the stars and the moon are there, and then looking for the wild animals coming. And then at the time, praying. David will be praying that, God, give me the strength to fight against the lion and the bear, and also learn how to use those instruments to fight against animal. So this director got the picture, and he started to write a song. He said, when I gaze into the night skies and see the works of your finger, the moon and the stars suspended in space. Immediately he said, oh, what is man? Oh, what is man that you're mindful of him? Immediately seeing, this psalm is not just about creation. It is about that comparison, that the great wars of the universe. But more important is about God really wants is us. Presence of God in each one of his children, humbly with him, praying, have that relationship with him. When challenges come, get ready to relying on God's power, just like child, just like infant, that we rely on the power of God only. And that is what this psalm is all about. And this lowly human being, God has made them a little lower than the angels, but crowned them with glory and honor, so that with this glory and honor, able to rule and to manage what? Remember Adam, they have the garden, all the flocks and the herbs to lame them. And for us, we have our family that we look after. We have our colleagues, we have our classmates, you have our laborers, that God has put them in our hands, that we bless them. This is what this psalm is all about. This psalm is about how God has made these big creations and everything in it, but give this glory and honor for his children, every one of us, to manage all these, but humbly and also together with God in Jesus. So this end is again the same word. God, Lord, our Lord, how majestic, how beautiful, how grand is your name in all the earth. Because the writer, the songwriter, as well as the psalm writer, experienced that. So it's not just about the creation, but the experience of meeting those challenges together with the strength of God that has given us and empowered us. That is what the importance of this. So director Tom, continue to write. You have given man a crown of glory and honor and have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have put him in charge of all creation. As I said, families, communities, that we nowadays, across all generations, we are not in the garden. Very few of you are farmers, but you are a city person. You live in this wonderful, beautiful place of Central Coast. But same, we all have families. We have our relatives, we have our friends, we have our communities, we have our laborers. That is all God has put us in charge and manage and bring blessings. And God has made him a little lower than the angels. You have put him in charge of all creation, the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea. Oh, what is man? Oh, what is man? Oh, what is man that you are mindful of? The Living Bible have translated the first two verses as, O Lord, our God. Lord is that our Master, our God. The majesty and glory of your name fills all the earth and overflows the heavens. Verse 2, you have taught the little children to praise you perfectly. May their example shame and silence your enemy. You know, in the verse 2 is a very important verse. It is about when we're seeing all this great creation, what is actually God you really want us to? It is about praise. Jesus explained about this, saying in Matthew chapter 21, 16, he said, those people asked him, do you hear what these children are saying? Jesus said, yes. Have you never read from the lips of children and infants, yes, Lord, you have called forth your praise. Jesus seeing this, that we give praise to God when we see all these beautiful creations and all this responsibility and all this that God has given us to take charge of. So the director of music continued to write, O Lord, our God, the majesty of your name transcend the earth and fill the heavens. O Lord, our God, little children praise you perfectly. Why? Why little children praise you perfectly? Because little children do not rely on themselves, but seeing what they need will be their guardian, the one who loves them, our Father God. Same, and so would we, and so would we. This is what the songwriter, after talking to King David, seeing that why David want to write this psalm, because of seeing the creation, because of seeing all the things that God has given him, able to fight against the lion and the bear, even he's so young, so helpless, but God will help. And by this, giving a witness, giving a testimony, he wants to share this psalm so that we give the response, and so would we. So praise, what is praise? Is praise just about worship? No. If worship is saying that worship is on Sunday or Saturday that we come here in an event to just sing praise, it's not just about that. Praise God will be worship together. At the same time, we will have that worshiping lifestyle as mission anywhere, anytime, 7 days a week. That we have that lifestyle to witness God. So that is praise. Praise is worship and mission together. So all God's people on mission with God, praise God. We worship together, whether here or in family, at home or at work, but our lifestyles every day. Remember, in the Old Testament, what God said, it's not just about the event that you give those sacrifices. What God really wants in verse 8, O mortal, what is good and what does the law require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. That is what really God wants us to do. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to what? Obey everything I've commanded you. It's not just about the head, but the heart, and also have the life transformed it. And Jesus said, I will be with you always to the very end of the age. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. What God really wants us to be? Witness. A witness in our family, in our workplace, in our school, in our community. This church is actually doing that, connecting. And we go there joyfully, together with them, bringing peace to them, bringing peace to the community. Praise is worship together in church, in family, in different places, but also as a lifestyle, as mission, so that people, when they see you, they see the presence of God. All God's people on mission with God. And I just quickly free-flu, some of you, if you may not know my story, I have been a cancer researcher as a university teacher, fighting against cancer, helping cancer patients and their family. But then I have opportunity to change from Western medicine to herbal medicine. And then from herbal medicine, I come to know the First Nations herbal medicine and the First Nations community. And then I start to know more, know the difficulties the First Nations community, they are still fighting, closing the gap. 10 years, try to narrow the gaps of the indigenous community versus non-indigenous. After 10 years, what happened? 5 of those 7 areas were halved, the gap. Some of the gaps are even wider than 10 years ago. And then God called me, Daniel, you do not just concern about their health and wealth of the First Nations community, but their whole being, to hear the good news of Jesus Christ, to be a witness in the First Nations community, to bring the God's presence into the indigenous community. So I left the university, went to prepare myself in the morning college, and then after I finished my theology training, decided to have that First Nation Gospel Ministry with the UR, Urban Gospel Resources, bring to regional First Nations community, UR. So that is what God has called me, and I have started since 2022. And this church, thank you, Narara Valley Baptist Church, you have been a very strong, faithful partner church with me. So I've got opportunity as what Johnny has talked to me about bringing these First Nations Christian leaders that they started to learn about a few of these very useful discipleship materials together. This is about how to be a missional church. It's not just a church about having the blessing indoor, but blessing as a missional church to bring the blessings out. Not just one nation of the First Nation, but 250 First Nations in Australia. How to bring these blessings out to other nations. The empower to influence is about how to live a worshiping lifestyle 24/7. This message that our First Nations brothers and sisters need, and we have started to bring this discipleship to them. So I'm very thankful that this church is so strong in supporting this. Thank you. So this final part, I just want to finish off with this particular song, "The Majesty and Glory of Your Name." Remember, this Psalm 8 is a song. This is a song of reflection, reflecting how it's not just about creation, but our witness together, collectively and individually, in different places, that we are able to see that the majesty and glory of God through us, the presence of God that through us to bring to everywhere that we go. So when we hear this song, we reflect. We see, whenever we see that blue, dark sky, we will say, God, just like David, we pray to you that we face the challenge every time, the difficulties, when we are going to the community, help us to be a witness that we bring the blessing to them. Our Father God, we worship you. We praise your holy name. May you help us as witness, as ambassador of you, that we bring blessings, your great blessings, to this community. We thank you for all the things that you have given us, and may you bless this church and every brothers and sisters and leaders in this, that we bring all these great blessings to all the people around here. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
This has been a presentation from Narara Valley Baptist Church, a church that's desperate for God and passionate for people. To continue the conversation, we invite you to join us Sundays at 9:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. or on our website at www.nvbc.info.